When you're on the roll that you're on, do you want the bye week?
Bye week's nice. You know, it's nice to heal up, you know, especially a couple guys got injuries. But it's always fun to play every week. You know, it's, you know, we're resting, but at the same time, we wish we'd be out there playing. But, you know, it's just good to take a break, get away from football a little bit, and then, you know, come back ready to finish up.
When you're at home, do you think about Buffalo?
When I'm at home away from here?
Yeah.
Try not to think about anything, you know. Try just not think about football, get away from it a little bit. But we'll definitely watch Buffalo, watch them on Sunday, and, you know, definitely come in and maybe take some film and just refresh our memory about the game we played against.
And
what are you
making
that stick? What are you going to do for 5 weeks?
I'll be here. I'll be here getting treatment. You know, I had the ankle sprain, and, you know, it felt a little bit better, but it still got a little ways to go. So, you know, I'll definitely be here getting some treatment, but, you know, maybe head out on the weekend, you know, for a quick trip or something.
What do you make of that story that supposedly noise was pumped in to the RCA?
I don't know. Playing, I really wasn't thinking about it. It's loud there whether they have, you know, noise pumped in or not, so I don't think it would have made that big of a difference, but, you know, I don't know if they did or not.
How about the fact that now that you've beaten the Colts from here on in, you're going to be asked every week about going undefeated the rest of the season?
Well, it's kind of been something that we've been asked since the beginning, but it's the same. I mean, we play one game at a time, and that's really how we look at it. I mean, you know, the other games we play in the past don't matter. The ones we're playing in the future don't matter. It's all about this week being a bye week, getting some guys healthy, taking some time off, and then next week coming back and playing Buffalo.
You think this team likes being the hated team? I mean, now you're the team mm-hmm. everybody wants to knock off.
I don't think we think about it too much. I mean, you know, we've had some things here and there where people have said some stuff about us, but, you know, really, it's all about who's in the locker room. It's all about our coaches, about how we play, and it's just about, you know, winning games. We really don't get caught up in everything else.
This team wants to get better in the second half of the season. How do you do that? I mean, perfect first half.
Not perfect, and you know that. That's why we had the Humble Pie t-shirts, right? But definitely not perfect. There's definitely things we can improve on. You know, just being more consistent, just, you know, fine-tuning some things. And it's a point in the season where we got to look back and see what we've done individually and where we can get better individually and thus get better as a group. So that's what we're going to do.
Ben, I don't know if you heard the comments earlier today from Don Shula, basically saying, you know, no matter what happens this season, you know, there's going to be an asterisk if you go 16-0 or not. What do you, when you hear something like that from a legendary coach like Shula, what's running into your mind?
It's going to be an asterisk. Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, if you go 16-0 for the whole camera spiking and everything, that no matter what happens with the season, that there's going to be, you know, people going to look back at the season like it's tainted.
I think Tom said it best. Our goal isn't to go 16-0. Our goal is to win one game 16 times. We're just about winning one game, you know, and however many games they put in front of us for a season, that's how many we want to win. But it's just about one game. And then at the end of the season, we'll see how we did. But, you know, we've got goals that go past, you know, the end of the season. So we're really not worried about, you know, asterisks or no asterisks.
Does it bother you, though, to hear someone like Don Shula, you know, a Hall of Fame coach, come out and say something like that?
No, I didn't even know he said it until this gentleman told me. So, you know, it's just we really don't worry about it. I mean, we're here to do our job. We come to work every day, and our job is to play football and win a game and go to practice. So, I mean, that's what we do. We really don't worry about everything else.